That's right. We're right here this afternoon getting ready for another fun-filled, fast-moving afternoon on Meet Me at the Diner. Yes, it's true. We're interviewing Blues Cruise artists that are going to be here in town. I tell you what, that is an amazing group of artists that Shrimp City Slim, a.k.a. Gary Irwin, has put together here this year. We are going to be hearing from a lot of different ones. Rick Short, Peter Kafori, Keisha Pratt, Jeff Liberty, and Maurice John Vaughn. They are quite a varied group. I'm certainly looking forward to talking to each and every one of them. So we got to get started. In fact, the best way to get started, I think, is maybe you've heard that I've been making a contribution to the blues this year. I am giving away some car washes, and I did a little song that many of you have heard, and some are being very kind. I think nobody's been rude or mean about it, and I sure appreciate it, but I thought I'd play it. And if you call in, we'll take about four calls. The vintager himself is on the phone lines this afternoon. He will see how many car washes we can give away. We probably can do three or four to Frank's car wash, because nobody should be cruising in a dirty car. So, without further ado, I will play my little ditty that I came up with in honor of the blues. Right here on WCRS. Give us a call. Once you hear it, tell us what you think. Do I have a future? I am a woman of shame and sorrow, because I cruise in a dirty car, and I can't cruise the Greenwood Blues Cruise in a dirty, dirty car. But my luck has changed. I won a car wash on WCRS to Frank's Car Wash, and now I can cruise the Greenwood Blues Cruise in a clean, clean car. Thank you, WCRS, for the free coupon to Frank's Car Wash. You too can win a car wash. Call us at WCRS 864-229-7984 to win a deluxe car wash so you can cruise in a clean, clean car absolutely free, only at WCRS 864-229-7984. All right, pick up that phone, give us a call, 229-7984. I know people are just stunned that I've actually put myself out there as a blues singer, but it's true. From rap to blues to country, I'm just so versatile. So if you want to pick up that phone and give us a call, you too can win a car wash. 229-7984 right here on WCRS. We'll be announcing those names in just a minute. So give us a call. 229-7984. Frank's Car Wash. We've got free ones. Deluxe. That's inside and outside. You got to get it right now, 229-7984. Well, I can tell you this. We are going to be talking to, first up will be Rick Short. He is really something when he plays the saxophone. So I'm really looking forward to talking to him in just 1 minute. Other things going on, you got to check out our Facebook page, WCRS.AM Radio, to see all the things going on. Also, you can check out the Antique Vintager Emporium, because we've been adding some fabulous pieces there. A lot of people are liking the crystals. We've added Christophase, Opal, Emerald, and there'll be more going up. So check out some of those mineral specimens that we have too. But this is the week that the blues is happening, and you know and I know that the barbecue and the blues is just going to be so fantastic. Thursday night it all kicks it off, and that's what's going to be so much fun, is that it will be kicking it all off on Thursday evening. And I'm going to tell you what, you're going to love what you're going to hear. You're going to have full bellies because you're going to be eating some absolutely fabulous barbecue. So while we wait to hear from one of our artists that'll be calling in, that will be, who will be, Rick Short with the Norman Jackson Band. I'm going to play you a song because I just, I love their music. Going to have a good time. I certainly hope we are going to have a good time with Rick Short calling in here shortly. Shortly.
Get it now. It's time to kick back and relax, you know. We all had a tough week. Time to get steady. Well, come on, everybody. We're gonna have some fun tonight. Well, come on, everybody. Gonna have some fun tonight. We gotta have some fun before that day that we die. You gotta get yourself up and ask that woman to dance. Stand up tall, take her tiny hands. Cause if you don't ask her, how you gonna get your chance? Something like this, check it out. I said we're gonna have a good time. Well, we're gonna have a good time. Oh, we're gonna have a good time. Well, we're gonna have a good time. Well, we're gonna have a good time. Just me, you, and you all. Let's go! So leave your worries at the door. Well, you're not at work, that's one thing for sure. So kick your shoes off now, move your feet to the floor. Like this. I said we're gonna have a good time. Well, 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 we're gonna have a good time. Just me, you, and you all. I'm gonna take it down. Here I go.
That one right there. I don't know. Do we have a Rick with us?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Well, we're waiting on Rick to give us a call. Call us, Rick, because I wanted to talk with Rick about his saxophone style. I tell you what, his style is very energetic, and I don't want to spoil it because I hope he's going to give us a call here this afternoon. But I can tell you that it's the Norman Jackson Band. They are going to be playing Thursday evening from 8 to 11 at Howard's on Main. Friday, they're going to be on the main stage from 7 to 8:15. And on Saturday, they are playing from 9 to midnight at the Mill House. And they are just full of energy, life, excitement. Woo! I tell you what, it is a delight to see them on stage. They put on an energetic, upbeat blues party. And you're going to love it. You're going to love it. The Norman Jackson Band is a group of musicians that placed third in the world at the 2016 International Blues Challenge. They were finals in the Memphis, Tennessee. And Their credo is to make sure every listener can get your happy on. So they really have a unique act that promises not only to just play the finest and most genuine blues you'll ever hear, but also transcend what a band does by entertaining the audience. They look like they are having a great, great time. So there's a lot of good chemistry. The baddest soul band in the land is unlike any other music act anywhere. Norman Jackson is just a real treasure. He's got a real soulful voice and Rick's saxophone. And then they always say it's if something's wrong, it has to be the boogeyman's fault. And that's Danny Williams. Yes, the drummer. It's always his fault. Everything is always his fault. So if you've never seen him before, I can't believe we've actually got this group here in Greenwood for the Blues Cruise. Sure hope he's going to call us, because I sure was looking forward to talking to him about his style. He's very entertaining and very motivated, I guess would be a good one. They certainly like to make it happen. I tell you what I do have another song that we could play. Hopefully we're going to get him on the line here. I don't know where he's at, but this is another one by the Norman Jackson Band. It's called Healthy Woman. I like that one a lot too. So here you go. This is the Norman Jackson Band, Healthy Woman, right here on WCRS. Lots of energy, lots of fun, and great saxophoning going on. Here you go.
Can be always hit the scale at a buffet. Got me a healthy woman, yeah. Meat on her bones, yeah, yeah. When it comes to things to eat, her menu is complete. Hey, fellas, if you ain't got a healthy woman, you're making a big mistake. A healthy woman is juicier than a T-bone steak. Got me a healthy woman, meat on her bones. When it comes to things to eat, her menu is complete. But your check says, take the woman, skinny legs and all. I'm not a vegetarian old woman, meat on these bones. Got me healthy woman, woman, meat on the bones, yeah. When it comes to CD, the menu is complete. Oh, yeah. I got some whipped cream for these cherry cakes. Got me a healthy woman, meat on the bone.
Well, there you go. There is the Norman Jackson Band, Healthy Woman, right here on WCRS. Looks like, I guess, we haven't still heard from Rick, have we?
We have not.
We have not. Well, I hate that. He is someone really to watch with the Norman Jackson Band. I tell you why, because he can play the saxophone laying on the floor. Well, that may not be too much, except he can bend his legs totally back and lay on the floor. That's number one. Number two, he does this kind of moonwalk type stuff. I don't really think it is a moonwalk, but I'm trying to describe it on the radio. Number three, he does this like hand jive thing where he's playing the saxophone. So it's definitely an act you'll want to catch. Not only that, he can play the saxophone behind his back. I'm telling you, it's a sight to see. So where are they playing? That is the question. They are playing, I had it right here, Thursday night, 8 to 11 at Howard's. Friday, 7 to 8 on the main stage. That is 7 to about 8:15, I guess it is, on the main stage. Now, don't be afraid. I know it's Friday the 13th, but don't be afraid to come out on Friday. 7 to 8:15 on Friday. We'll be out doing our blues, cruise, crawl all over Uptown Greenwood. Then on Saturday the 14th, they'll be from 9 to midnight at Mill House. So they are definitely going to be a fun group to watch and a great group to listen to. So that's what I would say you need to do. Put that in your list of fun places to go. I just hate that we didn't get a call in from him because I was so looking forward to talking to him about his saxophone style. But I tell you what, it is about time for South Carolina Radio News. When we come back, hopefully we'll have Peter Cafori with the blues and Mideastern fusion. He plays the oud or the ode. I'm not sure, but we'll find out. Hey, you keep it right here at WCRS. Let's take it away as we go to the bottom of the hour with Gonna Have a Good Time right here on WCRS.
Get it now. It's time to kick back and relax, you know. We all had a tough week.
All right, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. Don't you go away. The antique vintager has arrived in Greenwood. He's been in Greenwood, but he's been incognito. Now unveiled for the very first time, the antique vintager, our one and only Jeff Eller, is debuting on the national stage with his podcast. Shouldn't you be one of the first to come in and see him and see what you have with What's It Worth? Can you sell it? Do you want to sell it? And should you sell it? Only the antique vintager can tell you such things. So come and see us at 637 Durst Avenue East. Call first for your appointment. 864-229-6613. The antique vintager, Jeff Eller, is in the building.
We are right back here at WCRS Studios, and on the line we do have Peter Cafori. I hope I'm saying it right, and he plays the oud. Rhymes with food.
That is correct, right, on both counts.
Well, that's great. How are you doing today, Peter?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You know, let's see, I understand you live down there in Charleston, and but you're actually a Yankee.
I am. I prefer to think of myself as a refugee, but yes.
Refugee, okay. You escaped the winters, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, the winters, and you know, I don't know. By the time I left New England, I was pretty much ready to get a more friendlier attitude as well.
I understand that. I'm actually from Maine, and you said you are from New Hampshire, correct?
Yeah, Manchester, New Hampshire. It's about an hour from Boston.
Yep, so there you go. So what made you decide to move to Charleston, though? I mean, that's kind of like, and you've lived down in Charleston for a good while.
Yes, since 3 months before Hurricane Hugo, which was a pretty eventful arrival in 1989. Charleston just resonated with me and my wife at the time, who is since deceased, but we just loved it. We were very attracted by the combination. You know, I think I remember writing a letter back to some relatives when we first came here that Charleston to me was like one-third Caribbean, one-third Old South, and one-third New England. It had its own kind of identity. So it's always had a special attraction.
Well, you know, but back in 1989, that was before it got really big. How do you feel about Charleston now? Because it certainly...
Well, that's a loaded question. But yeah. I mean, things are changing so rapidly, it's kind of crazy. It's the development here is nuts. We drove back into town from doing a gig up in Somerville and came back into town, and as soon as we could see Charleston, we counted 8 or 9 cranes downtown doing construction of various kinds. I think they've built something like 8 new hotels downtown in the last year. But then again, I just read an article today that says in 50 years we'll all be underwater anyway, so who knows?
Okay, well, there you go. You never know what's going to happen. But, yeah, I kind of like the old Charleston. I mean, it's getting so... It's hard to get into places and everything because there's so many people, but it's been rated, what, either number one or number two as a tourist attraction. So.
Yes, that whole thing was kind of a blessing and a curse because on the one hand, it's very flattering, and I suppose it's good for business to be named the number one city to visit, not in the country but in the world, which kind of blew my mind. But of course, that brings with it a tremendous amount of development, and it's changing, that's for sure, you know, and I guess no matter where you live or what you do, you can't stop progress, but somehow you kind of hope that it's done intelligently, and I'm not so sure that's what's going on either, so.
We've got a tiger by the tail down there, huh?
Yeah. There's good and bad to it. We're just riding it out, see what happens.
Well, you have kind of an interesting combination. You're a musician, but you also are, what else do you do?
Well, I am a board-certified chiropractic internist, and in case you're wondering what that is, that means that I am a chiropractor, and I have been for, actually started in April, my 40th year in practice. In addition to that, I have been a professional musician since I was a teenager. So I worked my way through school playing music and have played music continuously for many years. I had a instructor who was very instrumental in my development as a musician, and he told me at one point, he said, you know, and he was a professional player himself. He said, I hope you continue your love affair with music, but I hope you don't marry it.
I hope you don't depend on it.
I guess that's kind of what I've done, you know. I had three adult children now, but, you know, raising three kids and trying to make a living as a musician is pretty tough. But I'm very, very fortunate and very blessed to have two professions that I love and I'm passionate about and that have been good to me, and I hope I've been good to them.
Well, sounds like you have been, because you're still able to play your music and you're still in being a, what's a chiropractic internist, though? I know what a chiropractor is.
Oh, let me explain that. Yeah, yeah. A chiropractic internist is someone who, in my case, I went back and did a three-year postgraduate training in diagnosis and internal disorders. So that that training is very similar, very much almost identical to a medical internist, except that they treat with drugs and surgeries, and we treat with natural methods. So we treat with more vitamins and minerals and herbs and homeopathic medicines in addition to the chiropractic work. So diagnostically, we'd be very similar. We would do a lab workup or EKGs or lung function testing, all that kind of stuff, anything any medical internist would do. But when it comes to the treatment, we treat more holistically.
Hmm. Well, that sounds very, very, very interesting as far as a procedure. I like not taking all these drug things, so that sounds good to me.
We try to minimize it.
So have you found that music can cure anything? Like when you're chiropractic internist, do you ever play a little music and make people feel better?
Well, we always play some music in the office, and we try to choose that carefully. And also, you know, there's a whole field of called sound healing, in which sound and various vibrations are used to create certain effects in the body. And I believe that that's a very powerful mode of healing. And you know, when you're playing music and you get into this sound healing thing, you find that each key, for example, has a different resonance with the body. So certain keys that you play in have certain effects on people and stimulate certain parts of their body. Certain rhythms will do the same thing. So, yeah, there's a definite connection between sound and healing, for sure.
Peter, this isn't fair with your music, because this means you have an advantage, because you're, as you're putting your music out there, you're manipulating the audience here. I can see it now. So, how did you learn to play the oud?
The oud.
The oud is
my family is Lebanese, and I was brought up in that culture, in the Lebanese culture, and listening to that type of music when I grew up and so forth. And then, you know, during my formative years, and the Beatles were popular and rock and roll was coming in, and you know, but when a lot of people were listening to rock and roll, I was listening to blues and jazz. And And even now, what I play, we call Middle Eastern jazz fusion, and definitely some blues in there as well, but more Middle Eastern jazz. So when I was a kid, I started playing the guitar, and then after I got pretty good at it, I suppose. But after a couple of years of playing the guitar, it dawned on me one day, you know, everybody in the world plays the guitar, and how will I ever differentiate myself as a musician? So I remember going to my dad, and I told him that I would love to look into this instrument that I had seen played by some relatives from time to time, or when we went to a wedding. And I had seen the instrument, but I didn't know much about it. And he said, well, that would be great. Are you really interested? And I said, yeah, I really am. So we got a hold of one, and I started studying with a man named Fred Elias, who was a graduate of the New England Conservatory of Music, but also Lebanese, and an amazing Middle Eastern musician. He was by trade a violinist, but he also played the oud to some extent. And he started me out. I took lessons from him for about a year. And after about a year, he came to my dad and said, I got nothing left to teach this kid. So I fell in love with it, and for that first couple of years that I played the oud, I don't think I missed a single day of practicing 4 or 5 hours a day. I just got so wrapped up in it, I couldn't leave it alone, and haven't left it alone since.
Wow. Well, you know, you were here last year, I believe, for the Blues Cruise. You're back here this year. You're going to be playing Saturday, one performance only, is that right, at the Buena Vista Cuban Cafe?
That's correct. Now, last year, Gary had us on the main stage for a short performance, and then in the evening we went and played at a different venue. I don't know if that's going to happen again this year. That would be up to him. But as far as the evening performance, yes, that's correct. 7 to 9 p.m., I believe it is, at the Buena Vista Cafe.
That's right. So you are in for a treat, and you'll get some good food there, too. Of course, the barbecue is going to be fantastic throughout the place. So I think we are looking forward very much to you coming here. Now, do you play by yourself or anybody else with you?
Well, I will have a percussionist with me. I play with a few different percussionists. The fellow that's going to be accompanying me on this particular gig is Scott Sullivan out of Asheville, and he's an amazing percussionist. And, boy, I'll tell you, it would be worth just going to see him. He's that good. But together, I think we're going to make some nice music.
And after your performance at 9 o'clock, you'll be available for some chiropractic internists?
Sure.
Sure, okay, all right, I just thought I'd ask.
Well, for you, of course.
Okay. Peter Cafori, this has been an absolute delight to talk to you today, and we're going to close out by playing a little bit off your CD, Patricia.
Well, thank you.
All right, thank you, and we'll look forward to seeing you Saturday night at 7 to 9 at Buena Vista Cuban Cafe, right there in Uptown Greenwood. Thanks a lot,
lovely.
Peter.
Very welcome, and thank you for inviting me back to your lovely city. We appreciate it.
All right, here we go. Patricia. Song called Patricia off his CD, and that is Peter Cafori right here on WCRS. I don't know, do we have our next guest with us here, Andy?
We do.
Keisha Pratt is supposed to be joining us. Let's hear a quick word and we'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafé cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafé mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood today.
That's right. I've been looking forward to talking to this lady all day long. She is here with us on the telephone line. Her name is Keisha Pratt. She has the Keisha Pratt Band. She is a woman after my own heart because, well, she had a vision as a child. Later on, she said, oh, it's never going to happen. So she just got a job and went to work. And then somebody called her, and her whole life changed. Who am I talking about? Keisha Pratt. Keisha, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. I tell
good.
You what, this has been kind of a whirlwind, though, hasn't it, over the last year
It has been one heck of a ride, and I'm not ready to get off the ride off this train yet, so I'm trying to keep it pushing.
So when you were a child, you loved to sing, and what did your parents do?
Both of my parents were singers and musicians. Both sets of my grandparents were singers. Music is all in my family from generation to generation to generation. So I grew up in a musical family. It was music and athletics. So you either did one or the two or you did both. I actually did both, but music, my passion was in music.
Go ahead.
My mom actually was a choir director at our church. So growing up, I was in church almost every day. So we were rehearsing with one of the four choirs.
Okay.
And then
you didn't want to be in the choir? What happened with the music?
I was in the choir all the way up until I was an adult. Gospel is my root. So it has never left me. It has always been my go-to. And I even became a director of the choir. So it was never a moment that I was not singing. It was never a moment that I was not singing in church. I did not actually start singing out and about and singing on the secular arena until probably 2000, maybe 2001 or 2002. And so that's when I started to branch out. And it was just all she wrote after that.
All she wrote after that. But then you decided just to get a regular job. Were you afraid that you wouldn't make it in music, that it was too big a step, or what happened?
Well, Anne, I actually was doing very well with my career during that time. I became a local, well-known artist in the Mississippi and surrounding areas. I was opening up for major acts and just really was on top of my game, so I thought. But, of course, you know, life has its way of throwing those darts at you. And sometimes the darts, they sting. And from the sting sets in depression. From the sting sets in low self-esteem. I started getting older. So as I started getting older, you know, you have to look at how your life should be or how you want your life to be. And I started fluctuating in my weight. So my stage presence started to suffer a little bit. I couldn't control a lot of the natural things that were going on with my body. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to handle them. And even with that, I started looking at the fact that this music is evolving.
Right.
And do I really fit in? So at the time, I was doing R&B. I was not doing blues. I would do blues whenever someone would call me to do some blues. But I was mainly an R&B artist. And it was very competitive. Growing, you know, it just got to be a little bit too much for me. And being in the business, if you don't have your head on straight, it'll really, really make you feel like this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. And I just got overwhelmed. And then all of a sudden, the bottom fell out for me to where I had no desire to be on the stage. And I love people. I lost my passion for the people. And I just walked away. I just didn't want to do it anymore. I felt like my life was just dwindling away. And I was giving, but what was I receiving, you know, from it? And I always believe that when you are working in your passion, there's never a time you should not be happy. And I can honestly say I was not happy at the time. So I gave it up and I walked away to never return.
So is that when you moved to Houston?
Yes, ma'am. We moved to Houston in 2011. I was a new mom after 9 years, and I decided to get a job and started back working. And the one thing about it, I would always get great jobs,
yeah,
great positions, And then all of a sudden, something would happen, and the company would either merge with someone else or the company would just shut down. And I could never understand. And I would always have to go back to singing on the weekends to make extra money.
Right.
But and that's actually what happened here. I was working for a major hotel chain, and they sold our property. When they sold our properties, they downsized in management, which meant those of us who were not high up in management, we were either let go or transferred. And there was no way for me to transfer to another state. I had just moved here with my family. So I had to go ahead and, you know, resign from my position. And I just sat around for a while, drew my unemployment. So I got ready to try to go and get a job. And that's when everything changed for me.
Well, I think if I'm reading this, what was it? Kai Hicks asked you about a project,
right?
And he said, "I think you should do it."
Yeah, she actually introduced me to Sean Allen. She called me. She said, "I have a friend that's looking for a blues singer," and I gave him your name. And immediately, I was like, "Why would you do that?" And she said, because you need to start back singing. She said, "I really believe if you start back singing, you will start to feel better about yourself." She said, "Keisha, you're not where you're supposed to be." And I was like, "That's a girl, I'm a mom, you know.
Right.
I've got to take care of this house, blah, blah, blah." But I connected with Sean, and Sean really believed in me. And it's one thing for people to believe in you, but when someone has the ability to cause you to start believing in yourself again.
Yeah.
There was no way I could say no to him. He said, "I just need you to do the competition." And I agreed.
Just the International Blues Challenge, right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. And he told me, he said, "I believe you have what it takes to win this competition." He said, "After that, you don't have to do anything else." But from us preparing for the competition, we developed this chemistry with this music that literally blew my mind. And he just told me, he said, "Keisha, you could have a career in this." And he asked me, I'll never forget it, he asked me, he said, "What is it that's causing you not to believe that you can be great in this?" He said, "There's nothing else for you." He said, "This is who you are." He said, "If you see what happens to you when you are on the stage, you would understand." And I went home that night, and I said, "Wow." So after the competition, before the competition, he took me to the IBC for 2017 because he wanted me to see what it was. And I went, and I sat there, and I watched everybody perform. Went from venue to venue, and I made up my mind, okay, I want to do it. Let's do it. But from me saying, "Let's do it," this is where I am today. I have an album where I'm on the charts already. My band is, we are just really, really, like,
on fire.
I guess I can say, we are, our minds are blown. You know, we've only been together a year to date.
Wow.
We were only together for about 8 months before we competed. And it feels like we've been together for years. And so it's just really blowing our minds how everything has taken off for us.
Well, you won that International Blues Challenge this year.
Yes, ma'am.
And, these are the type of stories that people need to hear, because we all have our dreams.
Right.
And yet sometimes we get going in different directions, and we just have to do what we have to do. But it sure is cool to talk to somebody who had that fire and had a friend help you get your fire back. I guess there was a movie, How Stella Got Her Groove Back or something.
Right.
Sounds like you got your groove back, girl.
I
I got it back. My mojo is running, baby.
Yeah, there you go. In fact, now that I'm looking at your CD here, Believe,
yes,
I understand why it's called Believe.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Sean wrote that song specifically for me.
Wow.
And about my journey.
Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed your CD, and I
thank you, Anne.
Yeah, absolutely. I really have. I love the words. I love everything about it. Unfortunately, I think are you only playing one time? Are you only here for one night? Is that right here?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. When
yes,
are you
ma'am.
Playing?
We play. I believe it's Thursday night.
Thursday night on
the 12th.
Yep. And what time are you playing? I seem to have lost it
I want to say 7. I'm not sure.
Aren't you on the main stage?
Let me see. I can.
7
let
to
me 8, look
15,
my,
is that right?
I believe so.
Yep. 7 to 8:15. And if people miss this, yep, here it is, on the main stage. 7:15 to either 8:15 or 8:30. If people
yes, ma'am.
Miss this, they are really missing a biggie that just is. We are very blessed that you are going to stop by and give us some love here in Greenwood.
Thank you. We wouldn't have it any other way. You know, the ones, I want to admonish the listeners, especially the ones that are going to be there and going to be in the area. If you're in the surrounding area, I would really push for you to try to make it. You know, there is an experience that we as a band give every audience. And the first song on the CD is called Make It Good. We put that song on the CD strictly for our fans, for our listeners, because we go from city to city, stage to stage, and it's our job to make sure everyone has an experience. And basically, let us make it good for you if it's only for those 45 minutes or 30 minutes that we're on that stage. Let us make life good for you right then.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, I would love to see any and everyone that could pop over there and stand out with us and enjoy those moments that we're going to give you all on Thursday night.
Well, Keisha, I hope to be there. And I had picked out, let's see, Have a Good Time, Y'all. I like that song.
Yes.
I also I love this one, Girlfriend. Monkey see, monkey do.
Listen, let me tell you something about monkey see, monkey do.
Okay.
So we're kind of skeptical about singing it in a lot of places. But do you know that song is requested everywhere we go? They want to hear monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, well, it's...
And even, look, yeah. But the men requested more than the women.
Really?
Yes. I said, what?
Yes.
I said, okay. So we've added Monkey See, Monkey Do to our show.
That's a good one. And then I also like Shake Off These Blues. I
thought oh, yes.
If ever there is another one that's a good one, Shake Off These Blues. I mean, they're all good, but I was just picking
yes.
out my personal favorites out of those. Yep.
Well, I can agree with you on that, with Shake Off These Blues. That one really, really makes you want to move. It is such a happy song, you know.
You know, I think it's great that you found your, what shall we say, your happy place.
Yes, ma'am.
And I wish you all the continued success in the world when
as
you
so
continue
much.
To grow. And I'm going to be able to say, I talked to Keisha Pratt when she was on the roll.
Listen, you have started we have longevity, honey, so I will see you Thursday.
All right. That sounds good. Which one of these three songs do you think I should play for our audience as we get ready to change
you know what?
To another audience? Yes.
I think we should play the one that you like the most.
Well, that's hard because they're all good. I was looking for a little input. How about Monkey See, Monkey Do?
That's what I was going to say. Go ahead and play that Monkey See, Monkey Do.
All right. Keisha Pratt, thank you so much for calling in this afternoon. We'll look forward to seeing
you.
You
are welcome.
And good. God bless you and good luck.
Same to you, dear.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Monkey see, monkey do.
Monkey see, monkey do. You've been out all night. I can smell a cheap perfume. I think you need reminding. My mama didn't raise no fool. She taught me to love everybody, and two wrongs don't make a right. But every time you go out creeping, I go visit a friend of mine. Extra, extra, baby. Goes around, it comes around again. While you were out with Jane, I was swinging with Tarzan. When you spend time with Jill, I go and hang with Bill. If you can't take care of home,
oh, that's right. That is the Keisha Pratt Band, and we were talking with Keisha Pratt. And I tell you what, I got to hear a quick word, and then I'm going to be ready for our next guest, Jeff Liberty, right here on WCRS, playing right here in Greenwood this weekend. Don't you go away. I'm Ann Eller, and I love the advertising success of radio so much, I bought the station, WCRS. Radio is the most responsive medium ever when it comes to selling services and products. Want to run a sale? Have a great idea? Need to promote? Need to do it fast? Radio can get your message out there fast. Newspaper, TV, just can't react as fast as radio. No need for a production team, graphics, etc. With our speed, your message is out there fast. Affordable? Absolutely yes. Qualified buyers listening? Absolutely yes. Let me show you how you can turbocharge your business. After all, you're listening, and I'm Ann Eller. I bought WCRS, the voice of Greenwood, for 76 years. Call me today, 864-229-7984. Just do it.
We're right here at WCRS, ready to talk to another one of our blues artists. I tell you what, Gary just never quits. He keeps bringing in exciting new artists. He keeps challenging me with finding information about all these guys that we have with us. And I tell you what, it is my very great honor to introduce to you Jeff Liberty. That's right. He is actually from Toronto, Canada. And he's been all over. He was a street musician, traveled around a lot, learned his craft, and ended up in Columbia, South Carolina. And here we are today. Jeff Liberty, what a great name. How you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved in music.
Well, I started just listening to music. Some of my favorite bands were bands like The Doors and Led Zeppelin, and I would read the album covers and find out that in the credits that they were attributing a lot of the songs that they had recorded were actually written by blues players like Willie Dixon and Muddy Waters, and I was like, well, who are these guys? So I kind of was like, I would get a little bit more intrigued and interested in trying to find out where this music was coming from. And then when I started listening to Muddy Waters, I think my first true blues album I listened to was Muddy Waters' Heart Again, and it was produced by Johnny Winter, and I knew that name. I had known that name from listening to rock and roll stations, but I started to really develop sort of a more of an affinity for blues by listening to the blues artists. But my exposure was secondhand. I got it through bands that were covering Muddy songs.
How about that? And so did you actually grow up in Toronto?
I did. I grew up in Toronto, and then I moved to Omaha, Nebraska, and then I joined the United States Army.
That should have been kind of culture shock.
A little bit. Less hockey rinks. There are less hockey rinks down there in Omaha.
I guess so. So then you were in the Army?
I was in the U.S. Army for a little while, and that's what brought me to Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and then I stayed.
I understand. I understand a lot of people that go to Fort Jackson, if they don't stay afterwards, they end up coming back to retire. That's why we have a huge retirement of military here in South Carolina.
That's right.
So that's pretty cool. So as you've traveled around and done stuff, what have you learned about music?
I've learned that it keeps evolving. I've learned, and especially within the context of the blues, you can start with a certain format of blues, and people pick it up, and they put their own twist on it, and it comes out. Sometimes it's a tribute to the traditional, but sometimes it evolves. And I think that music, there's room for so much. There's room for so many different variations of blues and other music, and it just amazes me how music continues to evolve. There are no parameters.
No parameters. Well, you've shared the bill with Robert Plant, the Eagles, Aerosmith, Robin Trower, Cheap Trick, and the Marshall Tucker Band.
That's right.
That's pretty awesome. What was one of your favorite bands to work with?
I think I've always been a Led Zeppelin fan, and, you know, with Robert Plant, of course, I've always looked up to Robert Plant. But I think what intrigued me the most was when I saw the Marshall Tucker Band, and I didn't really know that their shows were much more improvisational. I'd heard, you know, some of their songs on the radio, and they were just radio hits. But when I got to see them live, some of those songs would go on for 20 minutes, and they just kept improvising and jamming. And I never knew that about that particular band, that they used to do a lot of improvisational music. And that I was very impressed by that and surprised.
And surprised. Well, you certainly have played with some of the best. You've also holds an honorary lifetime membership in the Beale Street Cadillac Blues Band in Memphis.
That's correct. That's a street band that plays out there. And they've been playing out there for many, many years. B.B. King actually played with them. And I played with them for about 2 weeks. And I told them I was leaving, and they went ahead and said that was going to be an honorary member for life. And I thought, wow, that is something that's probably... I probably felt better about that than any other thing that's happened. That's probably the most, the most humbling reward I've ever gotten from my musical experience.
Yeah, because you also got, best local solo artist in Columbia's Free Times Reader Poll.
And that's right.
The best new local band and best local blues band by Free Times Readers in 2001. So you must be a lot in Columbia.
Oh, I do play in the Columbia area quite a bit, and another thing that felt good to know that people definitely thought enough of me to put me in the ballot box.
Absolutely, that's cool. Well, listen, you are going to be playing at the Buena Vista Cuban Cafe Friday, July 13th,
right.
7 to 9. And Saturday, the 14th at Southern Soul from 11 to 12. So you've got some great venues, and you'll be able to be right there. In fact, I hope Friday night we're out doing what we call the blues crawl, and we're live on the radio, and we come by and talk to people and play music, and it's going on from 7 to 9. So I hope I get to come by and see you.
I hope so, too. That would be great.
Absolutely. That would be awesome. And now, I've got some of your music here, but I have no idea what would be a good one to play. Tin Pan Alley, Since I Seen the Last, Women Want Men, I don't know what the rest of that is. All My Might.
I would say Women Want Men That Don't Want Them is probably one of my favorite songs.
Women Want Men That Don't Want Them. Is that what you said?
That's correct.
All right. Well, I haven't previewed this one. Is it okay to play on the radio?
It sure is. It sure is.
Okay. Well, how about we play that one as we close out here? And Jeff Liberty, thanks so much for being right here with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Let's see if that's going to play for me here. Is it going to play? I think so. Yes. Women want men that don't want them. I don't know. Is that one
true story, too?
It's a true story. Oh, that says I might have to buy it, and I haven't bought it, so maybe that's my problem. Looks like the only one I could actually play for you right here might be Tin Pan Alley. I'd really like to play that other one, but it looks like we might have to play Tin Pan Alley. Let's play that one. How about that?
All right, sounds good to me.
All right, Jeff Liberty, thanks so much for calling us this afternoon.
All right, we'll see you Friday night, Cuban Cafe, 7 to 9. Bye-bye.
Under her tree, Adam put his hand on that little girl's knee. So Eve said to Adam, take your hand off of me. I do what you want, you better let me be. So Adam got up and found something to do. He said, come here, big boy, I got an apple for you. Women want men that don't want them.
Oh, that's the song I always want told me to play. So there you go. Women want men that don't want them. There you go. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. Quick word, and I hope our final guest is with us right now. I hope Maurice Vaughn should be with us. So don't you go away. Last interview of the day.
Hi, this is Rob Gilchrist, voice of the Emerald Vikings, and I want to tell you about Romac Trophies and Signs. Romac Trophies and Signs maintains specialized service and offers their customers personalized and customized attention. Are you looking for a special way to reward your employees or team? Try a trophy, acrylic award, plaque, or medal. Romac Trophies and Signs adds your company or organization's logo and engrave your award to make it more personal. Visit their huge showroom in the Hampton Place Shopping Center and let Romac Trophies and Signs help you select the perfect gift for retirement or employee recognition. Are you coaching a team and want to recognize your players? Romac Trophies and Signs custom builds trophies on site to fit your budget and your individual needs. Romac is a proud sponsor of WCRS and sponsors the Player of the Week for Emerald Viking football. That's Romac Trophies and Signs at the Hampton Place Shopping Center in Greenwood. Call them today at 864-229-9277.
That's right. We are right here on WCRS. How you doing this afternoon? I have a great guy on the air with me right now, Maurice John Vaughn. Just found out he's got a big announcement. Big, big announcement. I mean, he plays the blues and he travels. And now, what are you doing here, Maurice?
Some of the people like the way my bus looks, so they've kind of put the bus and myself in. I got a small part in the movie, a new movie that's coming out. John Hancock is directing it, and it's called The Girls of Summer. But when I come down, no, it's not a baseball. It's about a girl's travels, and she's got a country band, so. So I guess I'm in the other band there. We're going to be the band that everybody sort of rocks at, I guess. I don't know. Something like that, you know. They haven't started shooting yet. The part that I'm in, they started shooting last week. So I'm kind of excited about that. And but when we come down to South Carolina, we're going to be playing the blues, though.
Right.
So, and that's what we do all the time.
Are you going
to
drive?
No, it's on loan to the movie people right now. I'm going to be coming in my little cramped up beater bug. So just like we always do, you know, that's the blues too.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I suppose traveling in a bus would give you, I mean, traveling in your little beat up vehicle there would give you more of the blues type feeling, getting in the mood, right?
Yeah, you don't have to get in the mood all the time. We like playing nice places and everything, too. You know, like I said, this is something different for me, and I'm always up for a new challenge, you know, as long as, you know, it's not anything way out of my category. So I feel I can handle something like this, you know.
Okay.
I'm in the retirement age. category right now, so I'm kind of looking around, you know, for something good, you know. So
that's probably why they called you, because you're in that retirement age, so they think you'll work for less, right?
Ooh, my goodness. You don't know me very well, dear. Anyway, it's going to be four of us all together. I'm going to be coming down there. One, I just learned today that the drummer that was coming with me, he's in the hospital right now. So he's nothing too serious, but he can't make the trip with us this weekend. So, but we have somebody else from here coming down there with us. You know, we're going to tell them we're going down there to the high tech store to buy some stereo equipment, and we get them in the car, and then we bring them down there.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that sounds good. Now, you play a lot of instruments, right? You play, three, four instruments?
Yes. And I'm going to be playing guitar and keyboard on this particular particular run of this tour there. I also play saxophone, a little bit of clarinet, and whatever else I can get my hands on, bass guitar. But I think I do a better job with just the keyboard and the guitar right now. You know, that's what I've been doing.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm.
We're working on a new CD, and it's not out yet because I'm looking for sponsors right now. But anyway, one song that Don Ray Johnson and I have in common is a song called "Traveling Man." And it's a song I've written, and he liked it very well. He played on the first version of it with, and I also have a special guest Sonny Rose playing on the "Traveling Man," my version of the "Traveling Man." So we're going to be performing that when we get down there, and several things off of the new CD that people are going to be saying. I want to buy that, and we have to wait a little bit longer.
Well, you know, I understand. That sounds good. Well, you're going to be playing at Friday night at the Mill House, and you'll love that venue. That's a great one, from 9 to midnight. Then on Saturday, you're going to be on the main stage from 8:15 to 10. That's going to be great. And then Sunday, you are going to be one of the final acts over there at the Inn on the Square from 11 to 3 while they have their great brunch going on. Right. On the square.
It'd be something to eat. That's why I like that part of it.
Well,
I got to keep my nutrients up there.
Well, you are going to a big trip. Now, where are you driving down from? Are you driving down? Where
yeah,
you
yeah, we're driving down there. We're going to be coming from Chicago area. And we are picking up Mr. Donald Ray Johnson on the way. He's flown in to visit relatives early in the week, and we're going to pick him up from there and bring him on down there with us too.
That sounds great.
He's from Calgary, Calgary, Alberta, up in Canada, and he's flown down here too. But he has also has relatives in the States here.
Wow. That sounds like you guys are going to have a great time getting here. You've got a great schedule down here at the Blues Cruise, and we are looking forward to your music when you get here. I've got that CD you sent me here, In the Shadow of the City. I want you to tell me that would be a good one to play here for you now.
Yes, everything I do got to be funky, or I want to be your spy, and that's on a couple of different CDs there. I want to be your spy, and so it just depends on what you like. Hopefully you like it all.
I hope so, too. I'm going to play "Everything I Do Got to Be Funky." We'll look forward to seeing you in here in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Yeah. We're looking forward to seeing you, too. Okay, meet you.
All right.
Take care.
Good one. Thanks so much. Here it is. "Everything I Do Got to Be Funky," right here on WCRS.
Let's see, we got it playing here yet? It's coming up here, folks. My computer is tired here. Hey, and I just found out that the guest I wanted to have on the show is actually going to be giving us a call. Rick Schatz is going, Shorts is going to be giving us a call. I put his information up, but he's supposed to be giving us a call. So don't you go away. We're going to be right back. Have I got him going here yet? I guess I do. Let's see if we can hear it. That's when I'm new here with love in hand. You've been keeping me in down about the way you feel. You've been keeping me in down about the way you feel. Things you say and do keep telling me your love ain't real. We'll be back. I think we got one more guest for you. Don't you go away. The antique vintager has arrived at 637 Durst Avenue East in Greenwood, South Carolina. How can you reach such a wizard? Just by calling 864-229-6613. Make your appointment today at The Antique Vintager. And don't forget to check out his new website, The Antique Vintager Emporium. Simply amazing.
But I am Ann Eller, and we finally have the person I really wanted to talk to and kick this off with. We have Rick Short with us right here. He is a saxophone player extraordinaire, and I just feel very blessed to have him on the air with us. He is part of the Norman Jackson Band. They are coming here to town, and you are going to enjoy seeing them. So how are you doing, Rick?
Girl, I got to apologize for being a little tardy. We're in the middle of this Texas thunderstorm. And so it feels like Freddie King is banging in my ears or something, but enjoying ourselves and ready to get your happy on when we come down there to South Carolina this weekend.
Well, I know that's what you are guys are all about, getting your happy on, and it is a pleasure to have you here. Listen, you are quite, I mean, Norman, he is the bomb, no question about it. But you,
oh, yeah, he's the man.
Yep, he's the man. But I tell you what, you are quite interesting, the way you play your saxophone. I got to ask you, I was watching one of your videos, and it looked like you were kind of doing a little moonwalking. I don't know. It didn't really. And then it looked like you were doing a hand jive while you were playing the saxophone. Can you explain?
Well, if I could, then I'd probably be a smarter guy than I am. No, man, the thing is when I was a young man learning how to play the horn and starting to get out and about, when I was about, you know, 11, 12 years old when I started playing around in clubs and things like that, which incidentally is when I met Norman for the first time when I started playing with him. But, you know, I don't know. I just never wanted to play the saxophone like a saxophone, and I don't mean that in a bad way, because I love listening to some John Coltrane and some Cannonball Adderley, but I always wanted to play the saxophone like Junior Wells played the harmonica. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's how I always looked at it, and I remember seeing this man. You ever hear of Rod Piazza?
No, I don't think so.
That's all right. He's an amazing harmonica player that... he's out there still kicking, and he's an older fella. He's still kicking it. But played out of California and played all over the country. And I saw him one time when I was a very young man. And he walked out in the crowd with his harmonica, and this little old man in his full suit and his sunglasses climbed up on the bar and started playing. I said, "Oh, Lord Almighty, I want to do that." So I decided that a long time ago that I wanted to make sure that whatever I did, whenever I was playing, that folks were able to be taken away from their problems, taken away from work, taken away from whatever is on their mind and enjoy themselves and smile and have some fun.
How did you get hooked up with Norman then, in the Norman Jackson band?
Ah, sure. Like I said, when I was 12, I was walking past this club, and a big pane glass window up in the front, and the band played inside right at that window, and I saw this man inside, and he was getting down. And I'll tell you something. It was the first time I ever saw magic, because Norman, I mean, he was trained by, like, folks like Johnny Taylor. Sam Cooke used to see, practice gospel in his mother's kitchen for Sunday mornings. And he learned from Albert King and all kinds of other people because he lived in Chicago and would sit on his back porch and pick on his guitar. And right behind that house was this hotel that anybody who was traveling through town would stay at. And he would sit out there purposely playing that guitar so these guys would see him and come over and give him some tips. And kind of teach him. And so Norman is a real deal. So when I saw him, I said, wow, that's magic. I want to play with him someday. And when he came outside, I was just this homeless kid that was playing gigs around, and he kind of took me under his wing, and I call him my soul daddy because he taught me everything I know. So all the craziness you see me doing, that's what Norman used to do. But now, in his own way, here's how he would say it. I don't get on the floor anymore because I would never get back up. That's why I keep these young men around. So he's got me to do all that crazy stuff for him now.
Well, let's see. I understand that Norman was actually influenced by his mother, who sang famous gospel. And
she managed a bunch of famous gospel groups, so she had all these people around all the time. Norman actually toured with a lot of famous gospel groups when he was a real young man. The most famous one is probably the Mighty Clouds of Joy. But, yeah, he used to go all over the country singing gospel. He's actually an ordained minister as well. So Norman's quite a guy.
So he can get down with us and share a prayer if we need one.
Girl, let me tell you something. Whenever we play... We're preaching the blues gospel out here, but we never, ever forget that God has highly blessed us to be able to be a part of people's lives and to be used to make people happy and smile. And he used our experiences because, man, we, like Norman says, when you hear our blues, you're going to go home feeling good.
Well, y'all do seem to have a great time out there. And let's see. Now, when you play the... when you're playing that saxophone behind your back or when you're bent over with your knees, laying, I saw you actually have your own stand right up there to be able to perform this artwork that you do on the stage. You have a box up there, and I saw that you were actually laying down, playing the guitar with your knees bent back. I mean, you know, this looks like, are you do yoga or something?
I do actually do a little bit of yoga. The guys in the band like to joke that I'm the token Indian in the band, but I think they forget which kind of Indian I am. So I'm actually a Sauk tribe, from the Sauk tribe, the Native Americans, but they love to give me a hard time on stage about that. And I even do a little bit of yoga on stage during the act, and everybody gets a good laugh out of that.
Yeah. And then this playing the saxophone behind your back. I guess I was reading that Norman used to play the guitar upside down. Is that right?
Oh, he still does. He plays left-handed and upside down. So he's a lefty, but he plays upside down. So he's not one of those guys who can just hand off his guitar to somebody else because it'll be all cattywampus on him.
Well, you guys have certainly made a name for yourself, and you guys do definitely have a great time when you're out there. I love that about getting, you know, you got to get your happy on and have a good time. And you're actually, let's see, you're playing quite a bit. Thursday night you're playing at Howard's, I think, from 8 to 11. Friday night.
That's right.
You're going to be on the main stage from 7 to 8:15, maybe.
And that's right.
Saturday, you are going to be from 9 o'clock to midnight at the Mill House. Both all great places to be. Howard, you'll have a blast. The main stage is a great place to be, and I am going to come by because on Friday night we do what's called a blues crawl, and I go live all over Uptown Greenwood playing music, talking to people, and I sure hope I'm going to be able to meet you and Norman and get your autograph.
Oh, boy, you better come by because I'm going to act crazy out there.
All right. Well, I'm hoping that we'll get some good pictures and we'll have a good time here. You certainly are hooked up with a great guy. You said you're in Texas. What are you doing, some gigs out there?
Yeah. We're on an international tour again this year, so second year.
An international tour in Texas? That's not enough.
No. No. It's part of our international tour. So we're going all over the country, and we'll also be going to Europe again this year, and we'll also be going to Korea. So Korea. If those folks can't figure it out, if they can't figure it out in Korea, we're going to bring the blues, and we'll figure it out for them.
You going to South Korea?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you're going to South Korea. You're not going to head across the border, are you? To North Korea?
Well, you know what? If anybody's misbehaving, I'll have to take my horn over there and straighten them out.
Straighten them out. Well, I've always heard that it's a little different in Europe playing to the crowds over there. Do you find that they're different than what they are here in the U.S.?
Well, I mean, I suppose everywhere you play is a little bit different. You know, folks got different flavor where they're at. But here's what I will say. They treat us mighty nice. We get to play anywhere from state-of-the-art, brand-new facility, big concert halls to concert halls that were built in the 1700s and just historical, and they always pack them out, but they treat us super, super nice. But one thing I've learned, excuse me, as I've been traveling all over Europe when I was over there, is that the blues doesn't need any translation. No matter where we've been, we've heard other people playing blues, and just it's amazing how connected they are to the music that was born here in America. So no matter where we've been, man, there's just been folks who play real, genuine, beautiful blues. And I invite anybody, if you ever get the chance to get out of the country, look up the blues societies wherever you go, check out a blues act when you go to wherever, and I think you'd be very pleasantly surprised.
Well, that is so cool. I've had the opportunity to talk to some blues artists from overseas when Gary's had them here, and I always enjoyed it. But one of the things I always heard is that they're more quiet. They sit there and pay attention more, where here in the U.S. we're so distracted sometimes. We're doing all different things.
Well, I think you might see that when you go into, like, Japan or something, but that seems to be traditional there. But in Europe, I don't know, maybe for other folks it's that way, but no matter where we play, it's my job in the band to make sure we all get rowdy, and so we've had some real rowdy crowds over there, folks screaming and yelling and dancing and clapping, and our experience has just been folks just full of absolute joy.
Well, you guys are coming here to town, and I tell you what, wherever you go, you seem to get everybody's happy on, and I can't wait to meet you and Norman, and who's that guy who it's always his fault?
Let me explain something to you, girl. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter if your boss is making you mad, your old man is making you mad, if the guy in traffic isn't driving right, no matter what it is, it's the drummer's fault.
There you go. I love it. It's good to have somebody that you can always blame, right?
Well, I mean, especially when they deserve it so much.
All right. Well, listen, I will look forward to seeing all of you Friday night when we're doing our blues crawl. You're right there in the center of everything Friday night. And I wanted to finish up tonight with Healthy Woman. I like that one, too.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
All right. Well, Rick, it's been so nice to talk to you. Look forward to seeing the Norman Jackson Band Friday night. And you are going to be playing and having a good time here in Greenwood.
Oh, we're coming. We are coming for you. And if you want to kind of get a preview, everybody can jump over to thenormanjacksonband.com or go on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter and look up the Norman Jackson Band, YouTube, all that stuff. We're out there. But believe me, we are coming, and we're bringing the blues with us.
You are, and you guys are a blast. Have a safe journey, and we'll look forward to seeing you when you get here to Greenwood. Thanks for calling.
God bless you all. Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye. You have a good one. Bye-bye. We're going to play Healthy Woman as we finish up here tonight. That's right, Healthy Woman, the Norman Jackson Band. Again, you got to see them at least once. They are playing Thursday night, 8 to 11 at Howard's on Main. Friday, July 13th, 7 to 8 or 8:15, it looks like, on the main stage. And Saturday, July 14th, 9 to midnight at the Mill House. Hey, I hope you've enjoyed the show. You kind of have to go with the flow. This is like a live remote right from the studio, except we got artists calling in, we got music coming in, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope we got your happy on for the upcoming Blues Cruise. You know when it starts, Thursday, and it's going to be a blast. Hey, tomorrow we're doing the same thing. We're just going to get all these artists calling in so we can make sure it all comes together right. Thanks so much for listening. As you always do, you are a big, big part of why we do this here on WCRS. I think I'm going to play a little Keisha Pratt going to the top of the hour. We have just a little bit of time, but here you go. Have a good time, y'all.
that's going to do it for us. Have a good time, y'all. That's the Keisha Pratt Band. And I tell you what a story we heard this afternoon from Keisha Pratt and her new CD, Believe. You really understand why it says that. And I hope you get out and really spend some time listening to the music of all these artists. We don't even get to interview all of them, but we do have a blast with all of those we get to talk to, and you really can learn so much about the people, and maybe that explains why they do what they do. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood, bluesin' and cruisin' and getting my happy on. Bye-bye, everybody.